Call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting, January 16, 2007. Everyone please rise to the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll remain standing for a moment of silence for Jack MacArthur, a leader in criminal justice education. Thank you. Tonight, the first item on the agenda is public comment. I have no specific request to speak to this board. Is there anybody in the audience wishing to speak on anything that is not on the agenda tonight? Seeing none, we'll move to consent calendar. I do have one item that's being pulled. Item B1B is being pulled. The item is now under compliance and will not need any action from this board.
I'll move the balance.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Grover, second by Supervisor Mayfield. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Next item is item B4.
As county staff approaches the microphones, I would like to compliment particularly Monica Nino Reed, Assistant Executive Officer, so for the work that she has done in working with the three funding. Also, sitting next to her, Dean Wright and Eileen Nelson, Dean, Deputy County Counsel, for his outstanding work, and Eileen, a Deputy Executive Officer in the CEO's office. Behind them, representatives of KNN, David Leifer, and Bobby Chung. And they will assist us in this presentation as necessary.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. I'm Monica Nino Reed from the Chief Executive Office. I'm here before you today to request your approval of the resolution authorizing the issuance of the Santa Fe County Refunding Certificates of Participation, Series A of 2007, and related agreements for execution of the refunding and professional services. We have a brief PowerPoint that we'd like to share with you this evening. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask them. The first chart, the following chart illustrates one of the indicators that prompted staff to evaluate some of the older certificates of participation. You'll notice on the bottom of that chart, the chart reflects the reduction in rates from January 1997 to January 2007 for the 10-year history of tax-exempt bond rates. Primarily what this county issues are certificates of participation, and they are tax exempt. The proposed refunding is estimated to take advantage of these reduced rates. This will provide an annual budget savings to the county's debt service payments. Along with, in addition to freeing up a number of assets that were originally used as security for the bonds that are recommended to be refunded or refinanced. The following chart is the proposed plan of refunding. The plan of refunding first is to pay off or defease the 1995 certificates of participation with existing debt service funds that come from an existing reserve fund as part of the original financing, along with the county's budgeted annual debt service, which was budgeted as part of the 2006-2007 final budget. This will save 1 year because we are recommending to pay off this 1995 certificate of participation 1 year early from its original maturity date. The proposed refunding will include the financing of the 1996 and 1997A certificates of participation. With those proceeds, with the proceeds of the 2007 refunding of the certificates of participation, along with existing debt service reserve funds from the original financing, along with the annual debt service that we currently have budgeted for both that 1996 and 1997 debt service payments in the final budget will be part of that proposed refunding for 2007. The following chart lists the original par amounts of the financing. You'll see that we've listed our defeasance of Series 1995, which we're essentially recommending to pay off as part of this. The original par amount was over $13,755,000. The refunding amount for the Series A, 1996, and the 1997 Series A, the 1996 was $55,920,000, and the 1997 Series A was $12,035,000, which were the original par amounts of the original issuances that occurred in those given years. The outstanding par amounts, which is essentially the remaining balance of those original financings, for the 1995, it's $2,675,000. For the Series A, 1996, it's $37,560,000. And our 1997 Series A is $8,345,000. The par amounts to be refunded, you'll notice as part of the 1995, that will not be part of the refunding because we are recommending that to be paid off. The refunding will take place with the 1996 and 1997. The refunding amount is proposed for 1996 of $37,560,000 and the 1997, $8,345,000. The call date for all three of these financings is coming up in May of 2007. You'll notice the final maturity on all three of these financings, as I mentioned earlier, on the 1995, it is not maturing until a year to this coming May, of May of 2008. Both the 1996 will be maturing in May of 2018, and the 1997 will be maturing in May of 2017. The following chart will illustrate the summary of the savings structure as part of this proposed refunding. The county is proposing structuring the transaction to produce a level annual savings starting in fiscal year 2007-2008. You'll notice that on the far right column there, the estimated savings, it's roughly a little over $200,000. You'll also see that in the staff report we mentioned it. We were anticipating that that savings would be between $190,000 to $230,000. The bond refunding will not extend the term of the original financing. We are only recommending this refunding to go out to 2018, which it coincides with the original 1996 financing. That is 11 years. The following table estimates that annual savings based upon a net debt service analysis. The actual savings will depend upon the market conditions at the time of sale, which is proposed to take place in approximately 2 weeks. The next schedule, as I mentioned in my opening comments, one of the primary motivations for proposing this refinancing, along with the payoff of those 1995 certificates of participation, is the freeing up of a number of assets and for the county to take the opportunity to take advantage of the appreciation that has occurred on a number of the county's facilities. You'll notice as part of the 1995 series, we had a number of our public safety related facilities included as secured assets. The 1996, we did have the public safety center's main jail, along with pods A, B, and C, which is proposed to be the secured asset for the new 2007 refunding. 1997 included the county's Ag Center, along with the Ray Simon Criminal Justice Training Center. You'll notice in that box below, we are recommending pods A, B, and C to remain as the pledge asset for the 2007 refunding, but no other assets will be included. Currently, the pods A, B, and C is the county social services complex. It has been recently appraised at a value of $45 million as recent as December of 2006. The building is approximately 10 years old. Coming this August of 2007, it's actually 12 years old, and it has a projected economic useful life of over 40 years. The pods currently house a number of the social services facility operations consisting of office space, interview rooms, group treatment rooms, conference rooms, a child welfare room, along with other facilities. Approximately 1,000 county employees are housed in the social services complex, and it is approximately over 220,000 square feet. The following slide will share with you the following offsetting revenues that we are proposing to utilize to offset this 2007 proposed debt service. These offsetting revenues currently offset the 96 and 97 certificates of participation, so we don't plan to change those offsetting revenues. First and foremost, we receive state reimbursement for housing our social services facility, services in that facility. We receive from the state through the community services facilities cost reimbursement plan of over $1.9 million that will be included as part of our offsetting revenues as part of our 2007-2008 debt service budget. Public facility fees, we have $828,000 from our county's public facility fees, along with various other outside governmental agencies. What you'll notice, we have USDA. They currently pay a rental rate for two facilities located out there, along with the Milk Advisory Board pays a rental rate, and we do receive gas tax reimbursement because we house our ag commissioner in our ag center, and so that will be encompassed as offsetting revenue since it was part of our original financing. The final slides will be listing our four recommendations. We are requesting your approval of the attached resolution authorizing the issuance of the refunding of certificates, along with authorizing the chief executive officer to negotiate and execute all the necessary agreements for professional services. Recommendation four is to approve various forms of site leases and various agreements, along with the execution of delivery of Series A certificates evidencing the principal amount in an aggregate not to exceed $50 million. And recommendation four is to approve the form of the preliminary official statement and authorize the chief executive officer and approve designated officers to the county to make whatever changes are necessary. Both recommendations three and four, a number of those documents are on file with the clerk currently. That concludes our presentation for this evening. If you have any questions, I would be more than happy to answer those, along with I have the county's legal counsel and our financial advisor would be more than happy to answer those for you this evening.
Are there any questions from the board?
Yeah. Welcome. Yes. I've been over this with you. What's it going to cost us?
As far as the cost of issuance, it's approximately $578,000.
Okay.
That includes also the underwriter discount. You'll see in the staff report for professional services, it's approximately $300,000. That underwriter's discount is another couple hundred thousand. So it is about $578,000.
So we can cover this in 3 years and the rest of it would be to our advantage?
Correct.
Okay.
The remaining 9 years will be to the benefit of the county's debt service fund.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's actually one of the questions I had. So the savings we saw are not net of fees. We still have to pay the fees on top of those savings.
Well, they are. What happens is the way that we go, when we issue our bonds, those costs of issuance are included as part of the total par amount. And so those savings are net of those savings.
So the $1.7 million present value savings is net of fees.
Correct.
Great. That's what I wanted to know. Any other questions? Any questions from the audience? Do I have a motion to approve?
Also move.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Mayfield, second by Supervisor Grover. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 5-0.
I would also, if I may, acknowledge our Treasurer Tax Collector, Gordon Ford, and Auditor Controller, Larry Ha, who and Assistant Executive Officer, Chief Operating Officer, Patty Hill Thomas, who participated in our presentation to the rating agency Standard & Poor's this morning, and again, did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Next item is the scheduled matter, 6:40 p.m. We'll adjourn the Board of Supervisors meeting and call to order the San Jose County Capital Improvements Financing Authority. First item on that agenda is approval of the consent calendar.
Also moved. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mayfield. Well, I don't know that you're a supervisor in this. Mr. Mayfield, second by Mr. DeMartini. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Item 3A,
Yes, this item is essentially the same action that you took sitting as the Board of Supervisors. This time you're requested to take that action sitting as the Stanislaus County Capital Improvement Financing Authority.
Basically the same item. Any questions, comments? I have a motion to approve.
So this is public, is this public hearing?
No,
it doesn't require a public hearing.
All right, I'll move. Second.
A motion by Mr. Mitchell, second by Mr. Grover. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. There's also an opportunity during this meeting for public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will adjourn the Stanislaus County Capital Improvements Financing Authority and return to the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors meeting, where we'll move to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the Children's Now 2006-07 California Report Card, the State of the State's Children.
Refer this to the Health Services Agency, Children's and Families Commission, Community Services Agency, and to the Superintendent of Schools.
This board has received a notification from the State Department of Parks and Recreation Office of Historic Preservation regarding the placing of the Dr. Robert and Mary Walton's house on the National Register of Historic Places.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports?
I have one, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that tomorrow the Crow's Landing Air Base Steering Committee will be meeting for what's expected to be an all-day session on the proposals of the two developers. Each one will present their plan. Hillwood and West Park as the developers. The steering committee will consider these and probably make a recommendation one way or another, or possibly recommend to reject both proposals. I expect this to be an all-day meeting. This is a very serious subject, and the steering committee, it's been in existence since 2000, is finally coming to really what they were all about. Forward to it. Anybody that's interested in coming, show up. It's at the Alliance Free Trade Zone.
Any other reports?
Just that myself, along with several of us, represented this board at the StanCon meeting last Wednesday night.
Okay, Legislative Fiscal Management Report.
I said you have one item to brief you on this morning. As you recall, last Wednesday, I did discuss with you and summarize the meeting that Supervisors O'Brien and Grover and our communications and Director of Legislative Affairs, David Jones, and I conducted with our state legislative representatives. One of the topics of discussions was realignment and the potential implications of realignment on funding for various county programs, one of which could be the in-home supportive services. That discussion perhaps has proven to be prophetic, as what we have found in the governor's January budget proposal is a very significant change in the funding of in-home supportive services proposed for the budget year 2007-2008. If approved as proposed, the cost would be extraordinary for Stanislaus County. As an example, just looking at the existing proposal that we've been discussing, the additional county contribution required to maintain the rates as proposed would be about $2.35 million, and that number goes up as the percentage go up. So we're very concerned about this proposal, and we'll be tracking and communicating with our representatives in Sacramento. We also will be discussing with you, I think, in much greater detail what the implications are as we move forward with our negotiations with United Domestic Workers.
All right. At this point, we'll adjourn this meeting.